Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's poet laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolfe, and as you will know, last Sunday we celebrated the Juno Awards for 2026, and congratulations to some of the winners, and that includes for the Best Jazz Album of the Year Solo, Renee Rosnes, veteran and prior winner for her album Crossing Paths. For the Jazz Album of the Year Group, East Meets West Connections by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, my hometown team, I was kind of rooting for them. For Vocal Jazz Album of the Year, that went to Laura Ann Glad for her album Get Out of Town. And for Blues Album of the Year, Steve Mariner won for Hear My Heart. Traditional Roots went to Morgan Toney for Heal the Divide. Contemporary Roots Album Juno went to Mariel Buckley for A Strange Trip Ahead. Congratulations, Mariel, who comes from Calgary. And last but not least, the Instrumental Album of the Year went to Aaron Paris for Lotus Land. Oh, I almost forgot. The Blues Album of the Year went to Steve Mariner for Hear My Heart. So that was the Junos for this year, and now we're going to go back to jazz, but with a focus today on yesterday, that is to say the most immediate Sunday, which is and was Easter Sunday, with all that one associates with that day, chocolate, eggs, bunnies, and so forth. So we're going to begin with a well-known track that's been done by a few artists, but my favorite version is by the baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. This is from his The Amazing Jerry Mulligan Quartet. Here is Rustic Hop.
Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan and Rustic Hop. Let's go back a ways to a musical called Easter Parade, which was based on an Irving Berlin song originally written under a different title during World War I, but resurrected by Berlin in 1933 under the title Easter Parade, and it turned into a musical starring Judy Garland, and Gene Kelly was originally scheduled to appear opposite her, but he broke an ankle and was replaced by Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire had retired a couple of years previously, but was actually anxious to get back into the game, and this really represented his comeback. Easter Parade, the song, the title song from the musical, has been covered numerous times and by jazz musicians as well. So what we're going to do now is we will listen to the version of Easter Parade featuring Judy Garland and the chorus from the original motion picture soundtrack from 1948, and then a much more recent instrumental version by the trumpeter Chris Botti from his album Night Sessions. So, two versions of Easter Parade.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome. What's more, I could hardly wait to keep our days this lovely Easter morning, and my heart beat fast as I came through the door. For in your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter. In the Easter parade on the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the guy I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure.
Oh,
And we just heard two versions of Easter Parade by Irving Berlin. The first version was the title track from the 1948 Judy Garland Fred Astaire musical of the same title, Easter Parade. The second was by Chris Botti, trumpeter and composer, from his big breakout album from about 2003 entitled Night Sessions. Let's get on to some rabbits and Easter bunnies in particular. We'll begin with a group that I wasn't able to find out much about. They're called the Jaredlanders, which I take it is a pun on the race car driver Jared Lander. They're not really jazz, more of a blues rock crossover, but they do have an Easter themed track, so I'm putting it on the show. This is from their album Snow and Flowers. The Jaredlanders and Not All Rabbits Bring Chocolate.
Easter Bunny comes around, and he's the only rabbit that won't let you down. basket and his bow. Just give a little nod of thanks, he's got a lot to shoulder, you know. He's not just chocolate and marshmallow chicks. He's a line of defense. He's what stands between you and the ones that bite.
That was the Jarrett Landers and Not All Rabbits Bring Chocolate. Many rabbits at Easter do bring chocolate, however, and many rabbits are chocolate. So the next track from a compilation album simply entitled Excellent Ambient Jazz, which is a little more close to the smooth jazz genre than I normally like to put on the show. But it involves chocolate and rabbits, so here we go. This is a track called Chocolate Rabbit, and we'll close out the first half of the show with that, and be right back with more Dark Glasses after some PSAs. Excellent Ambient Jazz and Chocolate Rabbit.
Thank you. another bird has hit the window.
Bird can't tell, but the glass is there, so you can help by putting patterns of pictures on the window.
Birds can only see the reflection of the skies and trees in the window, so you can do your part to help them.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help. At Almost Home, families find comfort support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing, donations, and your important time as a volunteer. Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
Welcome back to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf with an Easter-themed show today. Yes, I know it's Easter Monday and Easter was yesterday, but we can still celebrate it. So let us go now from rabbits to eggs. And a jazz standard originally written by Percy Venable and Louis Armstrong is Big Butter and Egg Man. The phrase itself actually has nothing to do with butter and eggs, really. It apparently denotes an unsophisticated individual who spends money freely. But it's been done as a song since Louis Armstrong's time, several times. One of the best versions is a relatively early cut by Wynton Marsalis, and I take this from Standard Time, Volume 3, and that's one of Wynton's albums. So here is Wynton Marsalis on the horn with Big Butter and Eggman. Wynton Marsalis from a relatively early album from 1990 called Standard Time Volume 3, The Resolution of Romance. That was his version of Big Butter and Eggman, originally composed by Louis Armstrong and Percy Venable. Let's continue on the egg theme with Ella Fitzgerald. This is from an album called Complete Jazz Series in 1958. Here is the inimitable Ella, who really requires no introduction to jazz fans, with a track titled I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket.
I've been a roaming Juliet. My Romeos have been many. But now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. Back to blues now, and another artist I couldn't really find out much about, simply known as Harmonica Mike, from an album called Blues from Baton Rouge. Now, there is a Canadian harmonicist called Mike Stevens from Sarnia, Ontario, member of the officer of the Order of Canada, a very prolific musician who often collaborates with Matt Anderson, who we've had on the show recently as a Juno nominee. But I don't think this is the same individual. So this is Harmonica Mike from Wherever, and his track entitled Easter Bunny.
Love my baby, she loved me. We'll get together now just to see. She's my baby, I really love my baby. She's my honey, she's my little Easter bunny. She's so fine, I declare. She's my baby, now you better not stare. She's my baby, I really love my baby. She's my honey, she's my little Easter bunny. She's got a crazy walk, a sweet little thing. I'm telling you, I hear the wedding bells ring.
my baby. I really love my baby. But she's my honey. She's my little Easter bunny.
Mike and Easter Bunny. We'll stick with the rabbit theme again, and a Japanese pianist, very well-known Japanese pianist, Makoto Ozone. He has been around for quite some time, produced something like 30 different albums, originally comes from Kobe, Japan, began playing the organ at 2, and appeared on television with his father, who was also a pianist. And Ozone was a kind of an indirect protege of Oscar Peterson, of all people. Impressed by hearing Oscar Peterson's albums, he switched from classical piano to jazz. He enrolled in the Berklee College of Music and has never looked back. He had his recording debut working with the vibraphonist and Berklee College staff member Gary Burton, and debuted in 1983 with Burton before returning back to Japan. He has been an educator. He has performed at festivals such as the Mount Drew Jazz Festival and has worked with the vocalist Kimiko Ito. So from an album which is entitled Wizard of Ozone, Makoto Ozone, the trio, from 2000, here's Makoto Ozone and Lullaby for Rabbit. Thank you. Japanese piano virtuoso Makoto Ozone and Lullaby for Rabbit. We are pretty much fresh out of Easter rabbit and chocolate songs, so I'm going to switch for the last couple of tracks to that other major holiday from a different religion, and that is Passover, which usually, and in fact this year also, coincides with Easter. So happy Passover for those who are celebrating that instead of Easter. I'm going to play two tracks back to back to close out the show. First, an a cappella group called the Maccabeats with their version of Dayenu, traditional Passover song, and we will follow that up with a Passover song from Danny Shoshan called Avidam Hayinu.
Ilu ilu hotzianu, hotzianu mimitraim, hotzianu mimitraim dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dayenu, dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai dayenu. Dai dayenu, dayenu, dayenu. Dum
da dum. Eilu ilu koralanu, koralanu etayam, koralanu etayam.
Dayenu, dai dayenu, dai dayenu,
dai
dayenu, dayenu, dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai.
Hayinu, אתה אתה בן חורין בן חורין אתה אתה בן חורין בן חורין אבדים היינו היינו אתה בן חורין בן חורין אבדים היינו אתה אתה בן חורין אבדים היינו אתה אתה בן חורין בן חורין אתה אתה בן חורין בן חורין
Just heard two Passover themed songs to round out today's show, which was largely Easter related. The first was Dayenu by the a cappella group The Maccabees, and the second was Avadim Heinu by vocalist Danny Shoshan from an album called Passover Songs. That'll do it for today's program. Hope you've enjoyed it. It's April now, but the cold weather is still hanging in there, rather relentlessly, I must say. Really expected it to be a bit warmer by now. So, whatever you do, keep warm, stay safe, and I'll be back next week on CFRC 101.9 with more dark glasses and some more great music. See you then.
Don't use a blame on the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades,
oh no. Don't masquerade with